fiddle time. It's been fiddle time all night, hasn't it? Hey, I want to thank the kids, the young, nice young people that opened the show. They're not kids. They're nice young men and a nice young lady. I met Ellen last night. She did a great job on that fiddle tonight. That was beautiful. High strung. And it was really fun. Ellen and the boys, that's right. Anyway. God, I'm clueless. Let me know if the show's a little slick for you. I don't want to put it on the airs or anything. But it's nice to be here with you all. This is the best part of the day. Being here with you all. We had a nice weekend. We were over in New York State playing on Friday, and we played down at Preston, Connecticut at a rain festival. Yesterday. I need to tune it up, though. Fiddle kind of got unpopular. It sort of went out of fashion in country music, and it's coming back again. But you know, still the least often heard phrase in the country music is, "Here comes the fiddler in his new Porsche." And so we're gonna play two fiddles at once. The only thing better than two fiddles is no fiddles at all. And I'm afraid we're not gonna get there. But we're gonna sing this old ballad from the record Fiddler's Green, which came out the same day as Cornbread Nation. I couldn't decide what kind of music, as usual, I wanted to play, so I made two records that and put them out the same day. They're actually related. They're both related to traditional folk music, and it's sort of basically all the permutations of that you could find, at least that I could think of, and that's why it ended up two records. One's the Cornbread's, which is kind of more electric, and the other one's acoustic, Fiddler's Green, and it got nominated for a Grammy, folks. Anybody watch the Grammy Awards? I was there. I saw the... Saw the Madonna bit with the Gorillaz and everything. It was really cool. And about 45 minutes later, we were out of there. But it was fun while it lasted, that part. But the, earlier in the day, they gave out the awards for the lesser categories, the smaller categories like, you know, traditional blues record and Hawaiian record and polka and that kind of stuff. And anyway, the record Fiddler's Green got nominated in traditional folk and... I've been there before where you sit waiting and they might call your name. They might call my, there's a chance that they're gonna call my name and then they don't. So you, and then you clap real hard because you wanna act like you don't care. So then this year they called my name. Yay, it was really good. So I had prepared a few spontaneous remarks and They went out the window. I started turning into a blubbering idiot, and my feet weren't touching the ground. And I thanked my mom, and I got the heck out of there. And backstage, I hugged the first guy I saw. And basically, everything's different now. All the colors are brighter, and food tastes better, and all that good stuff. And a few more people come to the shows. So that's great. And anyway. I felt real bad for all those people that didn't win that in that category because they're all so qualified. And now I knew what it was like to win, see? But the truth is, even if I felt bad for them, I won it. Hey. One, two, three.